瓦昆塔之音服务源于聆听，各位尊敬的奉献者，大家早上好。今天是2020年7月26日，星期日。我们今天再次聆听我们敬爱的阿叔为我们讲述圣殿婆伽瓦塔的早课，敬请聆听。Hare Krishna。
Hare Krishna。Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya。
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya。
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
So you continue reading from Srimad Bhagavatam. This is second canto, chapter 8, the questions by King Parikshit. And today we study text 21.
我们今天继续阅读《圣殿婆伽瓦坛》第二篇第八章帕尔克希特王的询问。我们今天阅读的诗节是第21诗节。
Samplava,
Samplava,
Sarva Bhutanam,
Sarva Bhutanam,
Samplava Sarva Bhutanam,
Samplava Sarva Bhutanam.
Vikrama,
Vikrama,
Pratisankrama,
Pratisankrama,
Vikrama, Pratisankrama,
Vikrama, Pratisankrama,
Ishta,
Ishta,
Purtasya,
Purtasya,
Kamyanam,
Kamyanam,
Ishta Purtasya Kamyanam.
Ishta Purtasya Kamyamam.
Trivargasya.
Trivargasya.
Ya.
Ya.
Pachcha.
Cha.
Vidhi.
Vidhi.
Trivargasya Chayo Vidhi.
Trivargasya Chayo Vidhi.
Samplava Sarva Bhutanam
Samplava Sarva Bhutanam
Vikrama Pratisankrama
Vikrama Pratisankrama
Ishta Purtasya Kamyanam
Ishta Purtasya Kamyamanam
Trivargasya Chayo Vidhi
Trivargasya Chayo Vidhi
Okay, word for word.
字对字。
Samplava.
Samplava. 完美的方式或完全的毁灭。
Sarva Bhutanam.
Sarva Bhutanam. 众生的。
Vikrama.
Vikrama. 特别的能力或处境。
Pratisankrama.
Pratisankrama, 完全的毁灭。
Ishta,
Ishta, 伟大仪式的履行。
Purtasya,
Purtasya, 虔诚活动，为了宗教的虔诚活动。
Kamyanam,
Kamyanam, 为了经济发展的仪式。
Vivargasya,
Vivagasya, 宗教、经济发展和感官享乐的三种方式。
Cha,
也 Cha, 也
Ya,
Ya, 又怎么样
Vidhi,
Vidhi, 程序。
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada.
译文和要旨由 Srila Prabhupada 提供。译文请给我解释生物体是怎么产生的，怎样被维系、被毁灭的，还请告诉我为至尊主做奉爱服务的有利条件和不利条件分别是什么，补充性的伟达文献中记载的仪式和训示是什么呢，有关宗教、经济发展和感官享乐的程序是什么。要知这节诗中的梵文完美的方法一词是来形容做奉爱服务，完美的方法一词的反义词是毁灭奉爱服务的。 坚定地为至尊主做奉爱服务的人，可以在受制约的生活中很容易地履行其职责。过受制约的生活就像划一只小船，在海中航行，人完全任由海洋的摆布，每时每刻都会因为海水的轻微的震荡而被淹死。海上如果风平浪静，小船就肯定能够航行顺利。如果有暴风雨或者浓雾，乌云小船就会被大海淹没。然而没有人能控制大海的意愿。不管船上的物质设备有多么的先进，曾经坐过海船的人对什么叫任由海洋摆布或许有足够的体验。但是任凭至尊主的恩典，人可以轻易地渡过物质存在的海洋，而不用惧怕风暴或浓雾，一切都依靠至尊主的意愿。在受制约的生命状况中，若有任何不幸或危险，都没有人能帮得上忙。但至尊主的纯粹奉献者，因为始终有至尊主的保护，所以能在没有任何焦虑的情况下轻易地渡过物质存在的海洋。波迦梵歌的第九章的第十三十节，对在受制约的物质生存状态中生活的奉献者，至尊主会给予特别的关注。这摘自波迦梵歌第九章第二十九十节。因此所有的人都应该托庇于至尊主的莲花足，想方设法地成为至尊主的纯粹奉献者。为此，人应该找一位经验丰富的灵性导师，从他那里了解奉爱服务的有利条件和不利条件。如帕拉克希特王向他的灵性导师圣苏克迪沃戈斯瓦米提出的问题一样，按照奉爱服务的纯粹甘露之羊这部奉爱服务的科学典籍中的说法，人不该吃超过维持生命所需的食物，蔬菜食物和牛奶已经足够的维持人体健康，因此人不需要为了满足口欲而吃其他的食物，人也不应该在物质世界里积累金钱，并因而变得骄傲自大。人应该以轻松诚实的方式赚起足够的维生的钱，因为即使当一个苦力以诚实的方式维生，也要比通过尔虞我诈成为社会名流强。人可以靠诚实的做生意成为世界上最有钱的人，但不应该为了机器积累金钱而牺牲以诚实的方式为生原则，否则将不利于做奉爱服务。人不应该说废话，奉献者要做的是努力争取至尊主的喜爱，为此应该一直不断地歌颂至尊主的荣耀，包括他的神奇创造，而不是谴责至尊主的创造，说他创造了一个虚假的世界，以此公然地反对他。这个世界并不是假的。事实上，我们为了维生，从世界取得了很多东西，因此怎么能说这个世界是假的呢？同样，人怎样能认为至尊主是没有形象的呢？一个人怎样能够没有形象呢？但同时却直接和间接地有着所有的智慧和知识。所以纯粹奉献者要学的事情很多，他应该像舒卡迪瓦·古斯瓦米那样的真正的权威学习完美的知识。人应该非常热情地为至尊主做奉爱服务，热情是做奉爱服务的有利条件。至尊主以柴坦尼亚·马哈帕布的形象降临在这个世界，希望把为至尊主做奉爱服务的程序传遍全世界的每一个角落。因此，纯粹奉献者的责任是尽最大的努力完成这个任务。每个奉献者都应该热情十足，不仅是在做日常的奉爱服务时，还应该是在追随主柴坦尼亚的步伐，努力传教。他的努力如果表面上看上是没有成功，他也不应该因此而灰心丧气。对纯粹的奉献者来说，成功或失败并不是关键，关键是他在战场上作战的战士。关键是他是在战场上作战的战士，向世人传播做奉爱服务的程序。就像是向物质生活宣战，物质主义者分很多种，有功利性活动者、心智思辨者、追求神通把戏的人等等，他们所有的人都反对守神的存在， 他们会声称自己是神，尽管他们的每一举一动都有赖于至尊主的恩典。正因为如此，纯粹的奉献者不愿意与这群无神论者交往。至尊主强而有力的奉献者不会被非奉献者的这些无神论的宣传所误导，但出席的奉献者要小心防范他们。奉献者应该在真正的灵性导师的指导下，以正确的方式做奉爱服务，不应该只死板于拘泥于形式。在真正的灵性导师的指导下，人应该看自己究竟能够做多少实际的服务，而不只是举行例行公事的仪式。奉献者不应该渴望什么，而应该满足于凭至尊主的旨意自动来到的一切。这应该是奉爱服务的原则。在像 Shukadeva Goswami 那样的灵性导师的指导下，人很容易就可以学会所有的这些原则。帕克希特王以正确的方式向 Shukadeva Goswami 询问，我们应该以他为榜样向他学习。帕克希特王询问有关物质世界的创造、维系和毁灭的问题，以及伟大仪式的程序和往事书 Mahabharat、 摩诃婆罗多等伟达经的补足经典和阐明的虔诚活动的执行方法。正如前面所解释的， Mahabharat 和往事书都是古印度的历史，这些伟达经典的补充经典描述了虔诚活动的种类，其中特别提到挖井和修蓄水池，为大众提供用水，在公共道路旁种树，兴建崇拜神的庙宇和中心，开设给穷人不施食物的慈善机构等活动。同样，为了所有相关人士的利益，君王也询问了满足感官享乐这一自然欲望的过程。译文，请给我解释，生物体是怎样产生的，怎样被维系、被毁灭的？还请告诉我，为至尊主做奉爱服务的有利条件和不利条件分别是什么？补充性的伟达文献记载的仪式和训示是什么？有关宗教、经济发展和感官享乐的程序是什么？
Om Gyanati Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Shakshun Militam Janatasmai Shri Gurave Namah。Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tinamine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunavadi Pashata Deshatarine Shri Chaitanya Manu Vishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Panchakaupatarubhyacha Kripa Sindhubhyaya Vacha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare So Srila Parikshit Maharaj is continue asking questions to his guru, Shukadeva Goswami.
在这里呢，帕克希特王在继续向他的孤儒圣苏克德瓦古斯巴米提出询问。
But Srila Prabhupada does not, Srila Shukadeva Goswami later on is going to reply to his questions, but not to all his questions, just the most relevant.
是了，苏克德沃戈斯瓦米呢，慢慢的会回答帕尔克希特王的问题，但是呢，他不会回答所有的问题，他会回答这些主要的相关的问题。
He may mention something about all the questions, but he focus on those questions that are the most prominent, the most relevant in the life of Maharaj Parikshit and in the life of all conditioned souls.
那他也许可能会提到所有的这些问题，但是呢，他会专注在回答那些和帕克希特王的生活以及我们所有的这些受条件限制的灵魂的生活最相关、最重要的问题。
It's like a disciple sometimes ask questions to the spiritual master that are not so relevant, but the spiritual master, he may touch this question, but then he focus on something that he knows the disciple needs to learn.
比如说呢，一个门徒他有的时候呢就会向他的灵性导师询问一些问题，但是这些问题呢，有的问题并不是特别的相关，所以说呢，灵性导师他虽然说会去回答他这些问题，但是呢，他会向他解答那些他认为他的门徒最需要去学到的、最需要去聆听的问题的答案。
So when we are in the presence of a great personality, which maybe is a very rare situation, then we should focus on asking very, very relevant, very important questions.
所以说当我们和一位非常了不起的奉献者在一起的时候呢，这其实也是很难得的机会，所以呢我们要抓住这个机会去询问最相关的问题，最重要的问题。
Not just questions to satisfy our curiosity.
而不仅仅只是去询问一些要满足我们的好奇心的问题。
If you want to satisfy our curiosity, you just have to read Srila Prabhupada's books, and so much information is there that certainly will answer to our curiosity.
如果我们要只想满足我们的好奇心的话，那我们就应该去好好的阅读 Srila Prabhupada 的书籍，因为在 Srila Prabhupada 的书籍里面呢设计了各种各样的信息，各种各样的内容，所以呢，它一定是会满足我们的好奇心的。
So here in the beginning, the purport Srila Prabhupada also mentions, one who is firmly situated in the devotional service of the Lord can very easily execute the function of the conditioned life.
所以说呢，在我们 那所以说呢，在我们的这个今天这节要旨的。舍尔帕巴的第二句里面他就提到了，坚定的为至尊主做奉爱服务的人可以在受制约的生活中很容易的履行其职责。
Living the conditioned life is just like plying a boat in the middle of the ocean. One is completely at the mercy of the ocean, and at every moment there is every chance of being drowned in the ocean by slight agitation.
过受制约的生活只像是划一只小船在海中航行，人完全任由海洋的摆布，每时每刻都会因为海水的轻微震荡而被淹死。
And actually this is example given in the Srimad Bhagavatam. The conditioned soul is in a boat plying in the midst of a stormy ocean.
那我们这其实也是在圣顶波扎瓦塔里面所给我们举的一个例子。他说呢，这受条件限制的灵魂，它就像是在海洋中飘着的一条小船。
This boat is compared to the human form of life.
这条船呢，它被比喻成是人类的生命形式。
Which is the most suitable form.To ply over the ocean, the turbulent ocean of material existence.
那这种形式呢，也是最恰当的一种能够跨越物质存在之洋的船的形式。
But if you are in the midst of the ocean, if you don't have a guide, then you don't know where to move the boat, which direction, because you don't see anything, you only see the ocean.
但是如果你要是在海里面没有一位指导者为你指清方向的话，那你在这个浩瀚的海洋中，你看到的只是海水，但是你并不知道应该朝哪个方向走。
So we need a guide, we need a captain in a boat who knows how to which direction to ply the boat because he's an expert navigator.
所以说在这条船上呢，我们就需要一位船长，因为这位船长呢他非常的精于航行的方向，所以说呢我们就需要他来为我们指引这条船前行的方向。
Ply this direction, go that direction, turn here.
他会指导我们去走去这个方向，去那个方向，在这个地方转一下。
This is the spiritual master, the expert captain.
所以这一呢就是灵性导师，那他是非常的精到的他是非常专，他应该怎么说吧？他是非常专业的船长。
And when flying in the ocean, when the boats fly in the ocean, they also take advantage of the breezes, where the breezes flow. So they take the direction, they follow the breezes, so it's easier to fly over the ocean.
当这只船在海上航行的时候呢，它要很好利用的，它要很好的利用在海上吹拂的海风。那在这个海风的吹拂之下呢，它就能够更容易的前行。
So that's compared with the Vedas, the scriptures. It's like the several winds that help the boat to fly nicely in the right direction with not so much effort.
这个海风呢就被比喻成是伟达的文献，在伟达的文献的这股海风的吹拂之下呢，使得这条船它就更容易的前行，不用费太大的劲。
So Srila Prabhupada continues, we can fly over the ocean of material existence by the grace of the Lord very easily without any fear of storm or fog.
所以呢Srila Prabhupada他就继续就讲到了，他说呢这个So you are still reading the purpose?
Yes, but not exactly after. You jump a little bit, a few lines, and then you say, one who crossed the ocean by ship may have sufficient experience of such dependence upon the mercy of the ocean. And then he says, but one can fly over the ocean of material existence by the grace of the Lord very easily without any fear of storm or fog.
OK, 所以释迦牟尼佛在要旨中又继续又说呢，他说任凭至尊主的恩典，人可以轻易的度过物质存在的海洋，而不用惧怕风暴或浓雾。
So that's the grace of the Lord comes through the scriptures and the guidance of the spiritual master and the devotees.
所以说呢，主的恩典呢，它是来自于经典的指导，以及奉献者的指导和灵性导师为我们的指导。
And then the next, a little bit after the next line, he said, the devotees of the Lord, however, cross the ocean of material existence without anxiety because a pure devotee is always protected by the Lord.
他说呢，这个至尊主的纯粹的奉献者，因为始终都是有至尊主的保护，所以能在没有任何焦虑的情况下任意的轻易的度过物质存在的海洋。
So these devotees, the devotees are protected by the Lord because they are surrendered to the Lord.
这样的奉献者他之所以被主所保护的原因呢，是因为他向主皈依了。
This is his qualification.
所以这是他所具备的资格。
By surrender to the Lord, he becomes free from the control of material nature.
那就是因为他向主皈依了，所以呢，他就摆脱了物质自然的束缚。
Because without surrender to the Lord, there is no question of being free from material nature.
因为如果要是不向主皈依的话，那也就没有办法去涉及到是否摆脱物质自然的这个问题。
So if we are guided, if we follow the guidance of the spiritual master, the guidance of the scriptures, then we are put under the control of the divine nature of the Lord.
所以如果我们要是遵随经典的教导，遵随灵性导师的教导的话，那也就意味着我们是在主的神性的能量的控制之下的。
This is what Krishna calls a Mahatma, a great soul.
那这个呢也是Krishna 把它给称为叫 Mahatma, 伟大的灵魂。
A great soul is a person who thinks everything belongs to Krishna, and I too belong to Krishna.
因为伟大的灵魂他就认为所有的一切都是属于 Krishna 的，而我自己也是属于 Krishna 的。
So Krishna is the supreme proprietor of everything.
所以 Krishna 呢，他是一切的至尊的拥有者。
So if he is the proprietor of everything, it means that everything, including myself, should be engaged in his service.
那既然所有的一切都是属于 Krishna 的，那也就意味着我也是属于他。那么我也呢，也要把自己完全的置于在对他的奉爱服务之中。
So a Mahatma, a surrendered devotee to the Lord, is not attracted by anything else than Krishna.
所以呢，一位 Mahatma, 一位完全归于至尊主的纯粹奉献者，他除了对 Krishna 感兴趣之外，他对其他的任何事物都不感兴趣。
They are always engaged in the pure loving service to the Lord.
对，他们总是致力在对主 Krishna 的纯粹的奉爱的服务之中。
Srila Prabhupada even said they are not even attracted to the other forms of the Lord.
Srila Prabhupada 甚至说呢，他们对于主的其他的形象都不会被吸引。
We see the example of the gopis. They are looking for Krishna in the forest to disappear from the rasa dance, and Krishna is hiding, but he's afraid that they're going to be spotted by the gopis, so he changed himself in the form of Narayana, four arms.
就比如说我们听到过这样一个故事，就是在 Rasa 之舞的舞场上Krishna 在 Gopi 面前消失了，所以呢 Gopi 就在到处的去寻找 Krishna。 那他们就要找到 Krishna 的时候呢， Krishna 就显现了他的四臂的 Narayana 的形象。为什么的形象？
When they see that form, oh, they fold their hands, they offer obeisance, oh, Narayana, Hari Bol, Hare Krishna.Do you know where Krishna has gone?
那所以说呢，当他们见到主 Narayana 的四臂形象的时候呢，孤僻们就双手合十的向主 Narayana 顶礼，并且对他说 Hari Bol, Hari Krishna. 可是主 Narayana, 你有没有见到主 Krishna, 有没有见到 Krishna 从这里经过？
Have you seen Krishna?
你有没有见到 Krishna?
Yes, they offer respect to Narayana, they know he's God, but devote loving service they offer to Krishna. Respect and honor and prayers they offer Lord Narayana, but to Krishna they offer loving devotional service.
所以他们对于主 Narayana 的这种心态呢，他们知道他是主，而且呢是会他会对他展示他们的尊敬之情，但是呢他们会把纯粹的奉爱服务献给他们的 Krishna。
It's the same person. Krishna and Narayana is the same person, just different forms, but they are attracted just to the original form of Krishna, with whom you can have a loving devotion service, offer loving devotion service.
事实上 Krishna 和主 Narayana 他们俩是一个人，但是呢是处在不同的形象之下，但是呢纯粹的奉献者他们就会把他们的纯粹的奉爱服务献给这位原初的主 Krishna。
So the devotee who is surrendered to Krishna becomes free from anxiety.
所以说作为向主 Krishna 皈依的奉献者，他就不会再有任何的焦虑之情了。
I mean, they are already living in Vaikuntha.
也就意味着他已经是居住在 Vaikuntha 了。
Because they are under the control of the divine energy of the Lord.
因为他们是在主的神性的能量的控制之下的。
And the Lord gives very special attention to his devotees.
而主呢也会特别的关注他的奉献者们。
Even when they are still in the material world.
即便他们依然还是身处在这物质世界之中。
And Srila Prabhupada quotes this verse from Bhagavad Gita 9.29. If you have the Bhagavad Gita, you can read it. 9.29.
那么是让帕布帕呢，他就引述了博迦梵歌的第九章的第29诗节。稍等啊，我找到。其实这节诗是这样写的：我不嫉妒，也不偏袒，对一切众生我都平等对待。但谁为我做奉爱服务，谁就是我的朋友，谁就在我之中。 我也是他的朋友。
So we may question if Krishna is equal to everyone and no one is his special friend, then why does it take a special interest in the devotee who are always engaged in his loving service?
所以我们可能就会问这样一个问题了。那既然 Krishna 他平等的对待众生，他也不会偏袒任何一个人，但那为什么他会特别的关注为他做纯粹奉爱服务的这些奉献者们呢？
It sounds like discrimination.
那看起来好像还是有分辨心的。
But Srila Prabhupada says in the purport, no, it's natural. It's not discrimination. It's natural. Any man in this material world may be very charitable disposed to everyone, yet he has a special interest in his own children.
但是十二爸爸说呢，这其实是很自然的一种状态。就比如说，在这个物质世界的一个很大度的一个很有布施心的人，那他呢会很平等的去向所有的人布施，但是呢，他对他自己的孩子还是有特别的感情的。
So it's a reciprocation.
所以呢，这是一种互动，爱的互动。
Because the Lord, the devotees offer loving service to Krishna, then the Lord reciprocates in the same way, offer loving attitude towards them, reciprocates with love, you know, because they offer him loving devotion service.
因为主的奉献者在向主 Krishna 献上怀着爱的奉爱的服务，那么主呢也会同样的给他以这样的回应，怀着爱呢去向他回应。
Like Krishna, sometimes Krishna is compared to the rain.
比如说，有的时候 Krishna 他会比成是雨水。
So when the rain falls, the trees absorb the rain water.
当雨下下来以后呢，树它就会吸收掉雨水。
And the trees produce fruits.
树呢，它也就会结出果实。
Some trees they produce bitter fruits. Some other trees they produce sweet fruits.
那有些树呢，它们结出来的是苦味的果实；有些树呢，结出来的是甜味的果实。
That does not mean that the rain is partial to one tree, not partial to another tree. No, the rain is impartial.
但这并不意味着雨水它偏向于某一棵树，而没有偏向另外一棵树，不是这样的。雨水它对于所有的树都是平等的。
So similarly, in this world, no matter what's the living entity situation, Krishna is nourishing everyone, is taking care of everyone.
所以说呢，在这个物质世界也是同样的，无论每一个人他所处在的状态是怎么样的 ，Krishna 他其实都在滋养着、照顾着每一个人。
So when Krishna says that I envy no one, nor I am partial to anyone, I am equal to all, here is Krishna in his capacity as the super soul.
那所以当 Krishna 他说我不嫉妒也不偏袒任何人，我平等的对待每一个人的时候呢，也就意味着 Krishna 他其实是在他的超灵的状态下去对待着每一个人。
Because the super soul is the maintainer of everyone within this material world. So here is Krishna in a position of a maintainer of everyone equally. And that's the super soul.
因为呢超灵是 Krishna 在这个物质世界对于每一个众生的维系者。所以说呢Krishna 他就是以这个超灵的形式，他在平等的去维系着每一位众生。
But in the second part, when Krishna says, but whoever renders a loving service unto me in devotion is a friend, he is in me, and I'm also a friend to him.
但是在这节诗的后面这一部分 Krishna 又讲到了，他说，但是谁为我做奉爱服务，谁就是我的朋友，谁就在我之中，我也是他的朋友。
Here is Krishna in his original form.
那么这个里面讲的是 Krishna 处于他的最原初的形象下。
Because in his original form, he reciprocates according to the attitude of his devotee.
因为呢，在他原初的形象下呢，他在向他的奉献者所对他的这个态度来进行回馈回应。
So Krishna gives a very, very special attention to his devotees.
所以呢 ，Krishna 他会对他的奉献者展示特别的关怀之情。
And he even becomes impartial to anyone who becomes envious of his devotees.
他甚至于对那些嫉妒他的奉献者的人也是不偏向，也是不会，就是也是会给同样的关注的。
He becomes impartial.
他是不偏袒的。
Because if a person is envious of the devotee, then he Krishna considers such a person as envious of himself. He considers such a person as his enemy. Because he's an enemy of his devotees, he becomes Krishna's enemy.
因为 Krishna 他就觉得一个对待奉献者不好的人，那么也就意味着是对他不好的人。那么 Krishna 就会觉得这个人呢就成为了他的敌人。
That's why Krishna, he can kill the demons who are harassing his devotees.
所以就为什么 Krishna 他会杀死一个去欺负他的奉献者的恶魔。
Means that Krishna is very partial to his devotees, and in order to protect his devotees, he can be impartial to the enemies of his devotees and even kill them.
所以呢，也就意味着 Krishna 他其实是很偏袒他的奉献者的。那么当这个恶魔来欺负他的奉献者的时候，他甚至于会杀死这个恶魔。
Krishna even can break his word, his promise, in order to protect his devotee.
那为了要保护他的奉献者 ，Krishna 甚至于可以打破他自己的誓言。
In the battlefield of Kurukshetra, Krishna made a vow to not fight in that war.
在 Kurukshetra 的战争中 ，Krishna 他发下了一个誓言，他说呢，他不会亲自参战。
You'd be just a chariot driver, Arjuna. That's all. Not fighter.
在这个战争中呢，他不会参战，他只是作为 Arjuna 的战车御者。
This was his promise.
对，这是他所做下的承诺。
But later on, when he saw that Arjuna was in great danger because Bhishma was going to kill him, Krishna got out of his chariot, picked up a wheel of a broken chariot, and charged against Bhishma to kill him.
但是呢，当战争中，当他看到 Arjuna 就要被 Bhishma 所杀死，而 Arjuna 处于非常危险的境地的时候呢，Krishna 从他的战车上跳了下来，并且抄起了一个坏了的战车的这个轮子。就抡着这个轮子就向 Bhishma 冲去，要杀死 Bhishma。
So that's we see how Krishna can be so impartial towards others in order to be partial to protect his devotees.
对，那我们在这里面就可以看到 Krishna 他如何为了要偏袒他的奉献者。去为了袒护他的奉献者而去对待要欺负他的奉献者欺负他的奉献者的那个人。
You still have your Bhagavad Gita open in the 9th chapter?
Yeah, yeah.
So you can read the verse 30.
Okay. 那这第九章的第三十十节是这样的。人即使行了最大的恶事，若能从事奉爱服务，他仍然是圣洁的。因为他已做了正确的抉择。
And then the 31.
然后是第三十一十节。他很快就会变得正直公义，而且达到永久的平和。昆体之子啊，你勇敢地宣布，我的奉献者永不毁灭。
So Krishna is showing here how he loves so much his devotees because he knows it.Even if his devotees do something wrong, but they are always attached to serve him, eventually they will be rectified and they will they will attain lasting peace. No problem. It's just a question of time. But because they are engaged in Krishna service, they will be protected. They will be rectified from their mistakes, even if they commit something very abominable.
所以呢，在这里呢，就显现了 Krishna 对于他的奉献者是多么的爱。那么他的这个奉献者哪怕是做了一些错事儿，但是如果他要是依然是处在奉爱服务之中的话呢，那么他依然还是会达到这个完美的，原因就是因为他始终都是处在对 Krishna 的奉爱服务之中。
So that's in and then in the next verse he's saying to Arjuna, you declare this, you declare this to everybody that my devotee never perishes.
那然后在第三十一十节里面呢 ，Krishna 对 Arjuna 说呢，你来宣布，我的奉献者永不毁灭。
So Krishna is telling Arjuna, you go out, you beat cartels, you beat Mrindangi, you make noise and cry very loud that Krishna's devotee is never perishes.
所以在这里呢 ，Krishna 他就在鼓励着 Arjuna， 到外面去，然后呢，非常大声的宣布，我的奉献者他永远都不会毁灭。叫大张旗鼓的去宣布。
Why Krishna does not go himself and declares this to everyone? Why tells Arjuna to go and say that?
为什么 Krishna 他自己不出去向大家宣布这一点呢？他为什么要让 Arjuna 去做这件事呢？
Because Krishna knows that everybody accepts Arjuna's words as the most just. Arjuna does never deviate from his word, from his promise.
因为 Krishna 知道 Arjuna 的话是永远都就是 Arjuna 的承诺是永远都兑现的。他永远都不会打破他的承诺，因为 Arjuna 他是最正直的，所以所有的人都会相信他所说的话。
Arjuna is a very is a, whatever he promises he does.
所以，Arjuna 他从来都是一言九鼎。
Arjuna once he told his brothers, you know, anyone during the preparations for when they were already in the war.And he told his brothers, anyone who even says that I should put down my arrows, my bow and arrows, and I will kill that person immediately.
有一次呢，这个Arjuna 他就对他的兄弟们说，那么当时呢，这个战争已经都准备就绪了，那么他就对他的兄弟们说，哥哥和弟弟们说呢。他说如果要是任何一个人他哪怕他建议我要放下我的弓和箭我都会立刻把他杀死。
Because he was such a kshatriya that he always kept with him his bow and arrows. Even during the night when everybody was sleeping, Arjuna was shooting arrows to become more and more expert.
因为 Arjuna 呢他是一位沙地利，那么他是饱含着沙地利的精神的。那这个弓和箭对于他来说是非常重要的，哪怕是在睡觉的时候，他是抱着他的弓和箭的，以至于呢，他的拉弓射箭的这个本领和技术呢，就越来越精湛。
Because he found out that he could stay overnight without sleeping.
而且他就发现呢，他可以一整晚的不用睡觉。
So during the night, he was training himself to become more skillful, more expert.
所以说呢，在晚上夜间的时候呢，他就在训练自己，让自己变得越来越精湛。
So he never leave the side his bow and arrows.
所以呢，他的弓和箭从来就不会离开他的身旁。
But at one time during the war, as his brother was.Yudhisthira was fighting in some other different area and he was defeated. He was defeated and he fell down wounded and he was taken back to be taken care of. And then Arjuna was fighting in a very far away area when he heard that his brother was wounded, he was so worried that he immediately came there to see his brother.
但有一次呢，尤迪士帝尔王他在一个区域在打仗，在走战，在作战。那在作战的过程中呢，他就受伤了。受伤之后呢，他就被送到了营里面去休息。然后尔朱呢，这会儿在很远的一个地方呢在作战。当他听到了他的哥哥尤迪士帝尔王受伤之后呢，他立刻就回到营地来探望他的哥哥。
He was concerned if his brother had been killed.
所以他当时他就很担心他的哥哥被杀死了。
So when he went to see his brother, Yudhishthira became very angry with him. What are you doing here? You should be in a battlefield fighting.
所以呢，当尔朱呢出现在他哥哥的面前的时候呢，尤迪士帝尔王就很生气。他说：“你来这儿干什么？你现在本来就是应该在战场上作战的。”
You look like a woman. You don't want to fight.
你看起来就像个女人，你难道不想打仗了吗？
Better if you are like that, better you just put your bow and arrows on the floor.
那如果要是这样的话，那你还不如把你的弓和箭就放在地上呢。
Whoa, when I should have heard this, yet promise anyone who tells me to put down my bow and arrows, I will kill him. He was going to kill his brother Yudhishthira because that was his promise.
所以当尔朱呢一听到这话之后呢，因为他曾经发下过誓，任何一个让他放下弓和箭的人，他都会立刻杀死他。所以他一听这么一说呢，他就基本上要杀死他的哥哥尤迪士帝尔王了。
So, as, and he was going to kill his brother, Krishna had to intervene to stop Arjuna.
所以呢，他就要杀死他的哥哥的时候呢 ，Krishna 这会儿就不得不摄入进来，然后呢，来阻止Arjuna不要杀死他的长兄。
And he came to Arjuna, stopped him and said, You cannot kill your brother. But Arjuna said, but I made this vow, I made this promise, so I have to kill him.
然后Krishna 对Arjuna说，他是你的哥哥，你怎么能把你哥哥杀死呢？但Arjuna说，可是我发下了这样一个誓言，我必须得杀死他，我非杀他不可。
So Krishna immediately said, listen, you just go.And you just criticize, put down your brother with words, you know, offend him, insult him, because an insult for a kshatriya is worse than death.
然后 Krishna 就对他说，他说你不用这么做，你现在呢就来到你哥哥的面前，然后呢你就去批评他，然后呢你就去侮辱他，因为对于一个沙地利来说，听到这个污蔑之词、侮辱之词，要比让他死还难受。
So Arjuna did that, you know, he started insulting his brother, calling him bad names, you are a weakling, you didn't fight properly, you are weak, you are this, you are that. And the brother became so devastated, you see, he became so devastated, like if he was going to die.
所以呢，尔朱呢就按着 Krishna 的话就这么做了，他就来到他的哥哥 Yudhishthira 的面前，完了就开始辱骂他。就说呢，你这个懦夫，你这个胆小鬼，你根本就不知道该怎么作战。然后尤迪士帝尔王听到他这话以后呢，就特别的沮丧和崩溃，觉得还不如死了呢。
So Krishna knew Krishna. Now when Krishna was giving this declaration, he knew that Arjuna was like that. Arjuna would be always very faithful to his words. So that's why Krishna told Arjuna.You go out and very boldly make this promise, make this vow that my devotee never die. Because myself, I will break my word during the battlefield in order to protect Arjuna.
所以说呢，Krishna 他知道 Arjuna 是这样的性情中的人，而且呢是一言九鼎的，只要说出来的话是一定不会食言的。所以呢，他就鼓励 Arjuna 到外面去向大家大声的宣布，我的奉献者永不毁灭。因为 Krishna 他自己本人呢，他是会打破他自己的誓言的。他在战争中就是为了保护Arjuna， 所以呢打破了他的誓言。
So Krishna, that's why Krishna is telling Arjuna, you go out and you declare that my devotee will never perish.
所以说呢，Krishna 才让Arjuna 到外面去对大家宣布，我的奉献者永不毁灭。
So you can see how the Lord is so partial to his devotee.
所以从这一点，我们可以看到主 Krishna 如何偏袒他的奉献者。
He has so much love, so much is so attached to his devotee.
所以呢，他对他的奉献者是非常的依恋的，而且呢，也是非常的爱的。
In the sentence after this quote of Srila Prabhupada 929, and Srila Prabhupada right after, he said, therefore, in a verse today, therefore everyone should take shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord and be a pure devotee of the Lord by all means.
所以说呢，在今天，咱们回到了今天的这个章节里面，今天这章节里面呢，这个Srila Prabhupada 他就鼓励大家，他说，所以说呢，任何一个人他都应该以各种各样的方法让自己脱离于主 Krishna 并且成为主 Krishna 的纯粹的奉献者。
And then he said, we should know, therefore, from the expert spiritual master, the advantage and disadvantage of discharging devotional service, just as Maharaj Parikshit asked his spiritual master, Srila Sukadeva Goswami.
因此呢，人应该找一位经验丰富的灵性导师，从他那里了解做奉爱服务的有利条件和不利条件。如帕拉的希特王向他的灵性导师，Srila Sukadeva Goswami 提出问题一样。
And then Srila Prabhupada quotes from Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu and Upadeshamrita of Rupa Goswami certain things that we shouldyou should do in order to discharge devotional service and other things that we should not do because it disturbs our practice of pure devotional service.
然后呢是了帕布帕的在这要旨里面呢他又引述了 Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 奉爱的甘露之羊以及Upadeshamrita 教会的甘露这两部呢都是了 Rupa Goswami 所著的著作这里面呢讲述了我们在履行奉爱服务的时候有哪些事情是应该做的有哪些是不应该做的
You should not eat more than what required to maintain our body and soul together.
我们不应该吃多余维系我们的生命的食物
We should not accumulate more money than what we are required.
我们也不应该积累我们所需要的就是多于我们所需要的财富。
We should not talk nonsense.
我们不应该胡言乱语。
We should not decry the creation of the Lord thinking this just came by chance, just happened.
而且呢我们也不应该去取笑贬低至尊主认为所有的这一切就是随便这么发生的。
Like most of the world think that the creation came by chance.
那比如说呢这世界上大部分的人都认为这个创造就是这么偶然发生的。
All the atheists who don't believe in God think the creation happened by chance.
所有的这些不信神的无神论者都认为创造是偶然发生的。
They could not yet prove how it came by chance, but that's what everybody propagates, and that's what we learn in our school books.
因为他们没有办法去证实，所以呢，他没有办法去证实这个不是偶然发生的，所以呢，他们就把这个写在了教科书里面。我们所有的人在教科书里面都是这样学到的这样的内容。
We all learn that in school.
我们在学校里面都学到了。
And we should not think that the Lord is without form, like so many spiritualists, impersonalists. They think the Lord is formless.
那很多的灵性主义者呢，很多的这个非人格主义者，他们都觉得主是非形象性的。那我们不应该有这样的想法。
So in order to become a pure devotee of the Lord, which is the best thing we can do for ourselves, we have to know what is favorable and not favorable in our practice of devotional service.
所以呢，为了要能够成为主的奉献者，那么这也是我们能够在这个世界上能够做的最好的事情。 那我们就必须要学会什么是有利于我们的活动，什么是不利于的活动。
And Srila Prabhupada encouraged us very much to be very enthusiastic, not only about practicing pure devotional service, but also to distribute pure devotional service all over the world.
而且说爸爸他也满怀热情地鼓励我们说呢，我们不仅仅是要让自己去从事，让自己成为纯粹奉献者的这个纯粹奉爱服务，而且呢，我们也应该把这个奉爱服务呢传播到全世界。
Yeah, and we should try to give to anyone, even if you are not successful. Never mind, we try.
而且呢，我们应该试着把这个奉爱服务呢给予任何人。哪怕我们没有办法很成功的去做这件事情也没有关系，我们只要努力试着去做就好了。
So we should practice against all different, even though there are so many difficulties, we should try to practice as best as we can, because pure devotional service is our only protection.
所以说呢，我们要努力的去习练，哪怕是在习练的过程中呢有很多的这个障碍，但是呢我们也应该依然的去做就好了，因为呢去从事纯粹的奉爱服务是我们唯一的庇护。
And we should endeavor to communicate this wonderful science of devotional service to others, even though we not may be successful in our attempt. We should try, because by trying to give Krishna gives them even more particular attention to such a devotee.
而且呢，我们还应该努力的把这个非常美妙的奉爱服务的科学传递给其他的人，哪怕是我们的这种努力的可能并不能够得到成功，但是呢，我们只要有努力的这种企图，就会得到 Krishna 的更多的关注。
Because if you try to give this science to others, you become very, very dear to Krishna.
因为呢，当你试着把这个奉爱服务的科学给予其他的人的时候呢， Krishna 就非常非常的爱你。
There is one verse. Let me see if I can find it. From the Bhagavad Gita. The 12th chapter. The 12th chapter. By the end of the 12th chapter.
Is that 20th?
A 12th chapter.
Verse 20. Is that
verse 20, yeah. Verse 20,
yes. 12:20. Yeah. 那阿叔现在找这个诗节呢，是《薄伽梵歌》的第十二章的第二十诗节。
You
are reading?
Yes.
Okay, 这是第二十诗节是这样的。遵行这一不朽的道路，从事奉献服务，彻底投入，满怀信心，以我为最崇高的目标。对这样的人，我非常非常的钟爱。
Very, very dear to me. Very, very dear to me. If you engage in pure devotional service, we become very, very dear to Lord. If you try to give devotional service, we become very, 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 very dear to Lord.
所以呢，当我们在从事纯粹的奉爱服务的时候，那么当我们把这个纯粹奉爱服务给予其他的人的时候呢，主就会非常非常非常的爱我们。
So to practice devotional service and to communicate devotional service to others, this is the best activities we can perform for our own benefit and for the benefit of God.
所以呢，我们从事奉爱服务以及把奉爱服务传递给其他的人，这个是我们可以从事的最利于我们的福祉的事情，那也是最利于其他人的福祉的事情。
So that's why it's nothing is as important as practicing devotional service and try to teach devotional service to others. Nothing is as much important in life than this.
所以说呢，在我们的生活中，没有什么比自己习练纯粹的奉爱服务，以及把纯粹的奉爱服务传递给其他的人更重要的事情了。
Otherwise, in this material world, we are totally totally under the control of material energy, and there is no way, no way to be free from it.
否则的话呢，我们在这个世界就完全是被这个物质能量所控制，而且没有任何的方式能够让我们摆脱这样的控制。
It's a very dangerous place, this material world.
这物质世界呢，是一个非常危险的地方。
And we all know this. We hear the news and what's happening in the world. It's a very dangerous place to be.
那我们大家呢，其实也都了解这一点。那我们现在所听到的世界各地所放出来的这些新闻呢，也让我们深深的体会到这个物质世界是一个很危险的地方。
Srila Prabhupada said, "This world is not a place for a gentleman."
Srila Prabhupada 说呢，这个世界并不是一位绅士所应该待的地方。
It's not for a sensible person.
并不是一个不是一个心智正常的人应该待的地方。
So we should, by all means, get out of this material world and go back to Krishna.
所以说呢，我们应该想方设法的赶紧摆脱这个物质世界，并且回到 Krishna 的身边。
One time, one devotee, out of great devotion, great zeal for Srila Prabhupada, Srila said, "Srila Prabhupada, I want to come get back to this material world to assist you in preaching Krishna consciousness all over the world."
那有一次呢，有一位满怀着奉爱之情、满怀着热情的奉献者，他对 Srila Prabhupada 说呢，说 Srila Prabhupada，我希望我能够再次回到这个物质世界，并且呢，协助您在世界各地去传播 Krishna 知觉。
At that time, Srila Prabhupada said, "No, get out of this horrible material world. Get out, don't come back."
但是当时呢，释迦牟尼佛说呢，不要不要，你一定要摆脱这可怕的物质世界，不要再回来了，赶紧离开。
Yeah, of course, if Krishna wants us.To come in his mission, but that's a different situation.
Krishna 如果要是有这种愿望，希望我们能够回来继续履行他的使命的话，那是另外一个问题，那是另外一个情况。
Yeah. Okay, we stop here, and if there is any comment or questions, we are very much welcome.
那我们的这个讲课呢就先停到这儿，如果大家有任何的问题或者任何的评述的话呢，我们非常的欢迎大家提上来。
We wait a little bit.
Yeah, 我们稍微等一下。Hare Krishna, 亲爱的大家，阿叔现在在线，如果要是大家有任何的问题或者评述的话呢，大家就抓紧时间提上来。Satyamaji said that today we have 194 devotees hearing this lecture. However, there was no one asked any questions. Everybody is so absorbed in this beautiful...
beautiful what?
Beautiful lecture from you. I mean, it's very...
No. Why is no questions? It means they are not really absorbed. If you are absorbed, you have questions.
今天因为有194位奉献者在聆听，可是到目前为止没有人提问题。我说呢，可能大家都太沉醉于阿叔的这个精彩的讲述中了，所以呢，大家都就是因为沉醉其中，所以没有提问题。但是阿叔说呢，大家是应该有问题的。我们再给大家稍微一点点时间啊，如果有问题的话呢，就赶紧提上来。
10 seconds.
我们给大家十秒钟的时间。
Okay, ten.
Here, question.
Nine.
Sorry, 阿叔 ，here is a question from 聆听。怎样既能传教又避免觉得自己是伟大奉献者的心态呢 ？This question from 聆听 Prabhu. She or he asked that. How can we, you know, in one way to preach the science of devotion, but in another way we can avoid the attitude that I am a great devotee?
Yeah, very important question.
这是一个很重要的问题。
We should always think we are just servants of the devotees. We are doing this as a service to the devotees, to preach Krishna consciousness. We are servants of our gurus, we are servants of Srila Prabhupada. They are the really ones preaching. We're just trying to assist them as much as we can so they can be, they can do their service nicely.
我们的应该时刻保持着我是一个仆人的这种心态。我是在服务着奉献者们。那我呢是在协助我的灵性导师以及 Krishna， 在服务于他们，协助于他们来这个做这个传教的这个工作，来做传播的这种服务。那么以这样的这种心态呢，我们就能够很好的去做这个服务了。
We just assisting。
所以我们只是在协助。
Next
question from Rong Mataji。顶班阿叔，谢谢翻译。在这个世界，遵守诺言很难，怎么办呢？有时会想要，有时会想要不要那么容易许下诺言。Okay, I think this mother is trying to say that firstly, please accept my vulnerable obeisances to you and.Because it's very hard to keep the promise in this world. So what to do? Sometimes I'm thinking maybe not that easily to give promise.
Well, at least try to keep five promises.
那么至少呢可以这个保持五个承诺。
The four promise, the regulative principles, don't meat, fish and eggs, no intoxication, no gambling, no illicit sex. Four.
首先呢这四项承诺就是四项规范原则的遵守，不吃鱼肉蛋，不过非法性生活，不赌博，还有不吸食麻醉品。
At least these four, and the fifth one, chant at least 16 rounds a day.
然后呢，就是第五条，就是每天呢要念诵十六圈。
If you can do this five, keep these five promises, it's already wonderful.
那如果你要是能够保持这五项承诺的话呢，已经非常的棒了。
So concentrate first on these five promises that you should not break.
那所以说呢，首先呢，要让自己关注这五项承诺。那这五项承诺，我们是不应该打破的。
Rajendra。
Rajendra Prabhu， 感谢阿叔，翻译和主持。怎么能够知道自己的 Swardharma 是什么？How do we know that is what is my Swardharma？
We have to ask your spiritual master.
那我们必须得去询问我们的灵性导师。
Because that's your, according to your situation in this material world, this is Varnashram Dharma. What ashrams you should be, what varna you should be, this is the spiritual master that sees the physical and psychological nature of the disciple and engage the disciple accordingly.
因为呢，这个您问的这个问题呢，就是我们在这个社会中的 Varnashram 体系中所应该处的位置是什么？那也就是我们的灵性导师呢，他会通过我们的身体特征以及我们的这个心理特征来了解我们 具体的这个倾向，从而呢，他就能告诉我们我们的这个 Svardhamma 是什么。
So either your Diksha Guru or any Shiksha Guru that you trust, you can ask.
所以呢，您就可以去询问，要不然就是自己的启迪灵性导师，或者是任何一位你相信、你信任的 Shiksha Guru。
Means has to be somebody who knows you very well.
那也就是说呢，您必须去询问一位对您非常了解的人。
Because sometimes the devotees are confused. Should they be married? Should they remain brahmacharis? What service they should be doing? They are confused, and the spiritual master can relieve them from that confusion.
因为有的时候呢，奉献者他就会很困惑，他不知道自己到底应该是结婚呢，还是应该继续保持 brahmachari 的遵守的状态呀？还是应该去做什么样的服务啊？那么当他在困惑的时候，如果去询问灵性导师的话呢，灵性导师是能够帮他解惑的。
The next question.
The next question is from a new devotee. 请问，不是让消除二缘吗？但对奉献者还是有偏爱，是怎么解释呢？My question is that isn't that true that we try to remove the duality, but why? Lord Krishna still had that kind of partial to the devotees. How to explain this or how to understand this?
Because as Srila Prabhupada mentioned, Krishna reciprocate. If somebody offers you as a loving relationship with you and offers you a particular service, so naturally, out of love, you feel reciprocating with that person. Yeah. So otherwise you are callous. If you don't give particular attention to somebody who is serving you with care and devotion, and you neglect that person, means you are callous.
因为释迦牟尼佛他给我们解释了，就是 Krishna 呢，他会回应他的奉献者所对他的爱。那么同样就是当我们对某人去展示爱和关切之情的时候呢。你肯定是会对他的这种爱和关切是有这种回应的，是有回馈的。因为如果我们要是无动于衷的话，那就表示我们非常的冷漠无情了。
Krishna maintains every living entity in this world. He provides for everyone.
那 Krishna 呢？他对于在这个物质世界的所有的人呢，都是给予维系的。他会他会维系着每一个生物体的生活。
If people sometimes are in trouble, it's because of their misuse of their facilities, material facilities. They perform bad works, sinful activities, and then they have bad reaction. This is their problem. It's not the Lord's problem.
但是呢，如果人他有的时候身处困境的原因呢，是因为他错用了这些物质的设施。从而使得他就必须要遭受到这个由于他错用之后的报应的反应，所以这是他自己的问题，这并不是 Krishna 的问题。
But if somebody wants to offer him loving devotional service, Krishna naturally gives him a special attention. Srila Prabhupada said, like a good person, a charitable person may help everybody, is very impartial, helps everybody, but to his children he gives them a special attention because there is a loving relationship.
但是呢，对于爱他的人，那 Krishna 他也就很自然的会给予他一些特别的关注，那么就好像是一个大度布施的一个人，他会很平等的去向所有的人的布施，但是呢，他对他自己的孩子是会有爱的关切的。
Reciprocation.
对呢，这是这种爱的回应，爱的互动。
It's normal. It's natural.
对，这是很自然的，也是很天然的。
Chaitanya Charandas.
Chaitanya Charandas Prabhu.Hare Krishna Dima Ashu, Bhishma 和 Arjuna 都是 Krishna 的纯粹奉献者。Krishna 为了 Arjuna 要杀死 Bhishma, 怎样理解 ?Krishna 对不同的奉献者也有偏袒吗 ?Hare Krishna, please accept my very humble obeisances.Both Bhishma and Arjuna are the pure devotees of Lord Krishna. However, for Arjuna, Krishna is ready to kill Bhishma. How to comprehend this. Is that true that Krishna treated differently to his devotees?
Well, Krishna was different in this situation because certainly Arjuna was more dear to him than Bhishma Dev, and Bhishma Dev had taken a wrong position in that war.
那么在这个情况下呢，Krishna 他要保护 Arjuna 的原因呢是，Bhishma 他是站在错误的那一边的，是站在敌人那一方的。而 Arjuna 对 Krishna 来说呢，是更加的让他就是他觉得要更亲的那这个，他更爱 Arjuna 一些。
Means that Bhishma should not have taken a position against the Pandavas.
那也就是说呢 ，Bhishma 他本来不应该他本来不应该是站在那一边来反对 Pandava 这边的。
But later on, still, Krishna didn't allow him to die as a normal person. He died in a very valiant way, covered with arrows. And Krishna came there with the Pandavas in the last moment, and Krishna allowed Bhishma to speak and give very, very important advices to Maharaj Yudhisthira that are also very important to all of us. So he glorified Bhishma very much in his last moments.
但是呢，在 Bhishma 祖父最后离世的那一刻 ，Krishna 他并没有安排 Bhishma 他的一个普通的离开。那么当Bhishma 他躺在箭床上的时候呢，在生命的最后一刻 ，Krishna 带着所有的这些 Pandava 兄弟来到了他的面前，并且使得 Bhishma 祖父向Yudhisthira 王讲述了非常的美妙的教导。所以说呢 ，Krishna 他以这样的方式荣耀了。
And also, Bhishma had a very special loving relationship with Krishna, with mixed with chivalry, you know. So he was very happy, very blissful when he saw Krishna very angry in a kshatriya mood coming with that wheel of the chariot ready to kill him. Bhishma felt so blissful by seeing Krishna in that way.So that was a very special rasa that Bhishma had with Krishna, and he was fulfilled in that.
而且呢，这个 Bhishma 和 Krishna 之间是有一种非常特别的一种感情的。当Bhishma 他看到 Krishna 以刹帝利的这种精神举着轮子向他冲过来，并且呢要杀死他的那一刻，是非常的让Bhishma 处于极乐的心态之下的。所以呢，这是 Bhishma 和 Krishna 他们之间的一种特别的 rasa， 而 Krishna 呢也就满足了Bhishma 的这种心愿。
Next question.
Next question from a devotee from 陕西，顶拜咕噜的莲花族，我们这个物质世界是危险的境地，那么我们怎么做才不受环境？的影响使自己在灵性中更进步呢 ？Please accept my very humble obeisances to your lotus feet. In this material world, is a very dangerous place. We are in a very dangerous situation. So, what do we do then? We can be avoid from the influence of this environment and can make us still make the progress or make the advancement in our spiritual practice.
So we have to be very honestly, very sincere, following the guidance of our spiritual guides the guidance Srila Prabhupada gives in his books.
那我们呢必须要非常的诚实的非常的真诚的去追随我们的灵性导师所给我们的指点以及呢 Srila Prabhupada 在他的书籍中所给我们的指导。
So gradually,our hearts become purified, and as we surrender more and more to Guru and Krishna, we become more and more protected by Krishna's divine energy, and means that material energy will disturb us less and less.
然后呢，我们的内心呢就变得越来越净化。然后当我们越来越这个接受就是归于灵性导师以及 Krishna 对我们的指导的时候呢， 那我们就越来越多的能够在 Krishna 的灵性的这个能量的保护之下，那这样的状态呢，就使得这个物质能量就会越来越少的影响到我们。
So it may take some time, depend on the quality intensity of our desire.
那所以呢，这可能是要花一段的，要花一段时间。这个其实它取决于我们的愿望的，我们就是愿望的强烈。
Because sometimes, yes, we want to be free from this terrible material world, but at the same time, we are still very attached to it.
因为有的时候呢，我们的确是希望能够摆脱这个可怕的物质世界，但是呢，与此同时呢，我们对其又有依恋之情。
So we have to gradually, progressively transfer our attachment to Krishna, understanding that everything that exists, and including myself, everything belongs to Krishna and should be just used in Krishna's service. So we gradually, act in this platform, in this understanding, and we become more and more free from the influence of material energy.
所以呢，我们就慢慢的要把我们的这个依恋之情呢，要转到 Krishna 的这个身上，并且呢，明白在这个物质上，在这个物质世界的一切，包括我自己，都是由 Krishna 所赐予的，都是属于 Krishna 的。那在这样的这种心态下呢，我们就会培养出越来越多的要为 Krishna 去做奉爱服务的这种心态，从而呢，使我们就越来越多的处在这个被保护的这种状态之中。
So practice and be very patient, be very determined, but at the same time very patient.
那所以说呢，我们要让自己
very determined, very enthusiastic, but at the same time very patient.
所以呢，我们要让自己呢变得非常的坚定，而且呢要充满了热情，但与此同时呢要很有耐心。
慢慢。
啊，
Slowly, you will make progress.
慢慢的，逐渐的，我们就能够取得进步了。
Next question.
The next question from 田慧霞 Mataji， 阿叔老师 Hare Krishna， 在这个物质世界，我有时候非常的迷乱。本来我已经带动我的爬步开始念诵圣名了，可是没有多久他就不念了，我很着急，那我该怎么办呢？我让他看书他也不看。Ashu Hare Krishna, in this material world, I feel myself is in a very bewildered situation or confused situation. I have already encouraged my Prabhu to start to chant the holy name. Howeverpretty soon he stopped chanting. So I am in great anxiety about this. I don't know what to do. I tried to ask him to do some reading, but he didn't do it.
It's you have to be very patient when you're trying to help a person to accept devotional practice. You have to be very patient. You may be already very attached to do it, but we should not think that everybody should be like you. So you should be very patient, very tolerant.
那当您努力的想要让另外一个人进行奉爱服务的时候呢，您要非常的容忍，并且呢要很有耐心。也许可能您自己对于奉爱服务已经很有依恋之情了，但是呢，对于别人来说并不是这样的，所以呢，您一定要很有耐心，要容忍。
And you have to maybe change the way you are asking him. You have to change. Maybe instead of telling him that he should do or should do, request him. It would be nice if you could do time to time, not all the time you say that, but time to time.Oh, my Prabhu, would be nice if you could read, if you could chant, you would feel so nice. Not something that you should do, you should do, you should do. They feel like an imposition against their free will, and they resist sometimes. So you have to be very careful how we encourage others to do devotional activities. It has to be an encouragement, a request.
而且呢，就是 当您在和您的塔布在进行沟通，让他做奉爱服务的这个技巧上呢，可能也要做一些转换。您呢不是向他提出一个要求，而是呢向他像商量的这种口吻下向他提出一个请求。就有的时候你可能会说，塔布，也许你应该试着念念圣名或者看看书，这个是非常好的，是对您很有帮助的。因为当你在以这样请求的这种方式在跟他讲话的时候呢，他就会觉得你是在跟他商量，否则的话呢，他觉得你是在强迫他做这件事情，这样就会让他觉得不舒服。
So we have to be very delicate.
所以呢，我们要很柔和。
Because not everybody is like us. We already committed, but other people may take a long time.
因为呢并不是所有人都像我们这样，我们也许可能是信心已经很坚定了，但是呢也许很多就是其他的人他是要花很长一段时间的。
Okay, next question.
The next question from 阳光灿烂，顶拜阿叔的莲花族，谢谢翻译。请问一切都是至尊主的创造和安排，为什么主又给我们选择权呢？可是有时候我们选择了，结果还是 Krishna 的安排，那为什么还给我们选择呢？说到最后，还是一切都是由主 Krishna 所安排的吧。Ashu, please accept my venerable obeisances to your lotus feet. My question is that, since everything is created by Lord and everything has been arranged by Him, why, we still have the free will for choice? And even sometimes we make the choice, however, the end still has been arranged by the Lord. So in that case, why we need that option? Because after all, everything has been arranged by the Lord, isn't like that.
Our choice to serve Him is our choice, is not Krishna's decision, is our free choice to love Him or not.
那我们要服务主 Krishna, 我们要爱 Krishna, 这是我们自己的选择，这并不是 Krishna 的决定。
Love is a choice, it's not a decision of Krishna.
因为爱呢它是一种选择，这并不是 Krishna 所做出的决定。
What's going on in the material world is all Krishna's arrangement, all Krishna's plan, but within this plan, this arrangement, it's our choice.To either serve him or not to serve him.
那么在这个物质世界里面所正在进行和发展的这一切呢，是由 Krishna 他所创造和安排的。但是呢，在这一切的发展的进程中，我们是否要爱 Krishna 这件事情是我们自己的选择，并不是 Krishna 的决定。
So many things in our lives are predestined.
所以呢，在我们生活中很多事情都是命运已经安排好了的。
It's like if you have to do a long trip, take an aeroplane to go to India.
就比如说您要坐飞机去印度。
So this is, we could say, is predestined. We're going to have to make this trip.
那我们可以说这是已经命定的，就是你必须要做这个选，你必须要进行这个旅程。
But while you are in a plane,You have the choice either to sit or to stand, to go here, to go there, to read a book or to fall asleep. You have many choices, personal choices within something that is predestined and you have choices.
但是呢当你上了飞机以后呢你可以有自己选择去做一些事情，比如说你可以站着，你可以坐着，然后你可以溜达溜达去这儿去那儿。所以呢就是在这一段已经注定的这个旅程中呢你会有一些选择。
In the same way, even in your predestined karma, what you have to suffer, what you have to enjoy is there, but still you can still make choices. How are you going to produce a new karma for the future? How are you going to act if you're going to be more sinful or more pious and produce further karma? It's also your choice.
那就比如说在您这个已经注定了的这个业报的这个进程中呢里面其实是有一些选择的，就是你可以选择去创造更多的业报，然后呢去 受更多的苦，还是摆脱这个苦，就是你是有这样的一些选择的。
Certainly, materially, we don't have many choices.
那当然，从物质的角度上来讲呢，我们是没有那么多的选择的。
But if you want to serve Krishna, you want to love him, then that is our free will. Our real free will is there, either to serve him or not to serve him.
但是跟和 Krishna 对 Krishna 服务相关的这个话题呢，这里边就有我们的自由意志在融入在里面了，就是我们是要服务他呀，还是不服务他呀，这是有我们的自由意志的。
And according to that desire, Krishna certainly will make the arrangement.
而且呢，是根据这样的愿望 ，Krishna 他一定会做出安排。
Next question.
The next question is from, is from 降东季啊，对不起啊，这第一个字儿我有点不太认识。
降东季。
降东季，顶拜咕噜，翻译你好，我的孩子今天跟我一起听课，突然跟我说印度的恒河水很脏，小食品也很脏，手也很脏，这个问题我怎么回答呢？恳请咕噜明示。Please accept my very humble obeisances to you, my child hearing the lecture with me together. All of a sudden, she said that the Ganges River in the river water of Ganges is very dirty.And also the snacks in India is also very dirty. The hands of the Indians are also very dirty. How do I respond to her, him about this, you know, comments? Please reveal to me.
Yeah. Yes, the snacks may be very dirty. Maybe the Indians' hands must be very dirty.
What is must be very dirty? Indian...
Maybe the hands of the Indians are dirty.
Oh.
Maybe their snacks are dirty.
Okay. 的确，也许可能在印度的这些小食品呢，它是挺脏的，而且呢，这个印度人的这个手呢也挺脏。
The same Chinese hands also they are dirty, and Chinese snacks are dirty.
但是咱中国的人的这个手呢也挺脏，这咱中国的这小食品也挺脏的。
But the river Ganges, even though so many impurities go into the Ganges, the river Ganges the water of the river Ganges is never contaminated.
但是这恒河水可就不一样了。虽然说有很多的不洁之物会流入到恒河水里面，但是恒河水它从来就没有脏过，它从来就没有变得不洁净过。
You bathe in the Ganges, you will be purified.
如果你要是在恒河中沐浴的话呢，那你就会得到净化。
But it's a fact, it's very unfortunate that people do not care to keep, to prevent themselves from throwing dirty things into the Ganges. This is unfortunate. It's certainly done by non-devotees.
但是呢，非常不幸的一件事情呢，就是人们的确，没有，保护好这个恒河。就是没有禁止把脏的东西给扔到恒河里面，那么这是由非奉献者所为，奉献者并没有这么做。
Scientists had made a test: water, dirty waters from the sewage going into the Ganga, and that water when entered in the Ganga, they extracted that the water, the sewage mixed with the Ganga water, they extracted some of that water.Right after, and when they analyzed, there was lots of germ and bacteria, so dirty, so contaminated. And they tested that same water 1 hour later, and it was totally pure, no bacteria, no germs. Means in contact, that the dirty things in contact with the Ganges water after sometimes, all the dirty things, all the impurities, they go away.
科学家呢对恒河水进行过这样的测试，就是当这个下水，就是这个废水流入到恒河以后呢，科学家们立刻就打了一些刚刚流入到恒河水里面的这个废水，然后呢进行了这个测试以后呢，这个水里面确实是有很多的不洁，有很多的细菌的，然后呢 将这个水在恒河里面混了一个多小时之后呢，对这个水再进行测试以后呢，就发现这个水里面的所有的这些细菌、所有的污染都消失了。那也就意味着恒河水它可以清理掉流进来的所有的这些污物。
嗯 ，so that's the power. That's a power, very inconceivable power of the Ganges that proves that the Ganges is not an ordinary river, it's not ordinary water. Even though to our eyes it may look dirty, but that water is pure.
对呢，这就证明了恒河它所具备的非常的令人不可思议的力量。那它在我们的眼前可能展现出来的是很脏的，但是呢，这个恒河它其实是很干净的水。
Next question.
Next one from Dina Tarini Madaji Dimba. 阿叔，刚刚一位奉献者的奶奶去世了，请问阿叔是否可以给非奉献者的奶奶用图拉叶树枝、圣地的泥土、恒河水和印有圣名的布吗？阿叔 ，please accept my humble obeisances. Just now, the granny of a devotee passed away.So, but the granny is a non-devotee herself. So, my question is that if it's okay to use a tulasi twig, and also the tulasi leaf, and also the holy water, and also holy earth.
Yes.
And also
yes.
the cloth with the
yes,
mantra.
Yes.
可以
，yes,
可以用。
She was not practicing devotee, but is a grandmother of a devotee.
因为这位奶奶，她虽然她自己不是奉献者，但是呢，她是奉献者的奶奶，所以她可以用。
So because of her connection with the devotees, yeah, you can do that.
因为她和奉献者有这样的关系，所以呢是可以用的。
And if some devotees can go there and have kirtan, it would be wonderful.
如果是有奉献者可以到那儿去为他吟唱kirtan 的话，那就更好。
And distribute prasada.
然后呢，可以派一些 prasada.
Yeah. Next, Rasa.
Rasa, Mataji, Dingbai 阿叔，目前我还会受到流行电视剧的吸引。也会不自觉地去关注了解自己最喜欢的影星的动态，我知道这是浪费时间，但有时候呢，确实他们对我是很有吸引力的，我该怎么克服自己想要消遣娱乐的这一个倾向呢？阿叔 ，please accept my vulnerable basis. At this point, I'm still quite attracted by some drama soaps. I also want to, you know, follow those, my favorite stars. I want to know, you know, what their life is like. But I do know, you know, watching the soaps or, reading the news about the stars actually is a kind of a waste of time. But I am really be attached by them. I'm all attracted by them. So what do I do to conquer, intention.
Hear more kirtans, hear more bhajans and lectures, occupy yourself with, watch videos of devotees playing bhajans or Srila Prabhupada's videos now are becoming more and more available. Watch as much as you can.Of things, devotional things, so that you occupy your time, your mind and senses, and gradually you lose the interest for these things.
因为我们现在在网上呢，有越来越多的奉献者吟诵、吟唱bhajan的或者 kirtan 的这些录像，所以呢，您就把更多的时间用来去聆听这些跟奉献者的相关的这些话题的这些录像上。那慢慢的呢，你就会不再对看电视那些事情有感兴趣了。
Okay, the last one.
The last one.
Varadeshvara
Mataji's question. 顶阿树的莲花族，请问人的层次有不同，高层的人是剥削低层的人吗？ Please accept my vulnerable obeisances to your lotus feet. Because there were different classes among people. So is that true for the higher class, they exploit the people in the lower class?
Nobody has the right to exploit anybody else.
其实没有任何一个人有权去剥削任何其他的人。
We may be servant in a high position or servant in a low position, but we remain servant of others, not exploiting others.
我们也许可能是处在一个相对高的位置去服务，或者是在相对低的位置去服务，但是无论处在哪一个位置，任何一个人都没有权利去剥削任何其他的人。
It's wrong to try to exploit others, and this creates bad, very bad karma.
而且呢，这个去剥削其他的人，这是错误的。而且呢，它也会产生很坏的业报。
Okay, we stop here.
Okay, 我们的讲课呢就停到这儿了。
We offer our humble obeisances to the lotus feet of all the devotees who ask questions and heard the lesson, the lecture today.
我们向所有提问的奉献者以及所有聆听的奉献者们的莲花族致以非常虔敬的顶拜。
A very special obeisance to the lotus feet of Dhanakeli and Sati Matajis because they have allowed us to have this association.
也向 Sati Mataji 和 Dhanakeli 的莲花族致以特别的顶拜，因为他们安排了这样的平台，允许我们能够在这样的时间进行联谊。
Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Nitai Gaura Premanandi, Hari, Hari, Hari Bo.
Ashu ki jai, Vaikuntha 之音服务源于聆听，各位尊敬的奉献者，那我们今天的早课呢就到此结束了，非常感恩亲爱的阿叔 Krishna Baladev Prabhu 为我们的精彩讲述以及对问题的耐心的解答。也感恩所有的奉献者的聆听，谢谢萨迪安马特吉为我们安排的这么好的平台，深深的顶拜大家，祝大家在 Krishna 知觉之中度过一个非常美妙的周日，Hare Krishna。